Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings to my podcast family, my human family out there. This is Forrest J. Nance, your host for Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. Now listen, family, we got a very, very impactful show tonight. I'm not going to talk long. I want to give a shout out to all the people who have supported me, because normally, you know, I give names out there. But listen, we're pressed for time because I don't have time to do the names. Next week I'll do it. You know, you guys know I love you out there. But tonight we have a – listen, if you never pressed a number one button in your life, please press it now, because with this brother we're bringing on tonight, Dr. Reverend Phil Valentine, all right, you're going to want to ask a question. If you don't do that, push up on that number one button and come on in. I want to thank you for your support for the people that do the green tea thing. You're supporting with the green tea, please continue to support. Scroll down on my Facebook page, order, you get a discount. Anyhow, moving right along, family, all right, our dear brother Rashad wants to make a comment off of, and by the way, we will be asking Dr. Valentine questions. It'll be our dear brother Rashad El Amin and also my dear brother Michael Collins. But he wants to address what was said about oatmeal. So to that sister that was listening, all right, please listen up. Rashad, are you there, brother?
Yes, I am.
All right. Go right ahead, my brother.
I want to thank you for allowing me this time, and thank the audience for tuning in. Last week, your guest, it's a wonderful guest, he mentioned something about oatmeal, and he said that oatmeal kills you. And it was the listener who asked the question about oatmeal, and she's also a vegan. So I said to myself, I never heard that before. So I heard a wise man once say, follow the logic to its logical conclusion. So if oatmeal will kill you, then all those Irish people in Ireland should be dead by now. Because they eat a lot of oatmeal. I've been eating oatmeal all my life, and I'm still here in my 70s, so I don't think what he was saying is true. I don't know where he got that from. But oatmeal is actually a good food. He said he never heard of gluten-free oatmeal. I got a whole bag of organic gluten-free oatmeal sitting right here in my cupboard. So they do have gluten-free oatmeal, because he was speaking about gluten. So, you know, a lot of people can't handle gluten. So, but there are gluten-free cereals, and that's one of them. Okay? Now, like I said, there's oatmeal, there's oat bran, and the best oatmeal is steel-cut oats. The steel-cut oats are very good, okay? And oatmeal has the ability to, like, normalize your blood glucose and diabetes. And the protein content in oatmeal is easily assimilated and helps neutralize excess cholesterol. And it contains high amounts of calcium, iodine, phosphorus, iron, vitamin E, riboflavin, thiamine, niacin, and the whole B complex. And also, oat bran is excellent because these foods are high in fiber, and that fiber helps you stay regular, okay, excellent for your colon. And then he mentioned about vegans don't live long. So the listener was a lady who's 76. She says she's a vegan. I also am a vegan, and I'm in my 70s. And so if we don't live long, then I don't know – why I'm here. So you have healthy vegans and you have unhealthy vegans. You have vegans who eat a plant-based diet, and you have vegans who eat a lot of junk. They just shy away from the meat and dairy and any animal products, but some of them are unhealthy. I call myself a plantarian because I eat a plant-based diet. I don't eat no animal products whatsoever, and I'm healthier than I ever was in my whole life. So I don't understand where he got the idea that vegans don't live long. Maybe Dr. Valentine can address that, I'm sure, because I watched plenty of his videos, and he has a lot of knowledge about nutrition and history and so many things. And anybody who ever watched Hidden Colors, he was on the Hidden Colors series, and he had some really wonderful videos. One I really liked was The Wounded Womb, and hopefully maybe he'll touch on that a little bit for the sisters. So I just wanted to share that because I felt that sister who was listening, you know, maybe felt bad after he said what he said. And maybe she's been turned off from maybe being a vegan or eating oatmeal or whatever. So I just wanted to share that. And hopefully that'll clarify that and maybe Dr. Valentine, our wonderful brother, will maybe share some light on that also. So I thank you, Brother Forrest, for allowing me that little bit of time, and I'm looking forward for Dr. Valentine. I love that brother. He's so knowledgeable, and I'm hoping that everybody's listening and taking notes when he speaks. So thank you again, Brother.
Not a problem, Brother. Brother Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am, Forrest. How are you tonight?
How are you? Peace and blessings. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your first time in the rodeo with dear Brother Michael Valentine. Brother Michael Collins. I'm thinking so much about the brother about to come on. But this is Michael Collins, and he's with Youngevity Products, and everyone knows him from speaking and also as being a gentleman who is a distributor of Youngevity Products by Dr. Joe Wallach, all right? But I always say to people, find out what works for you, all right? So, Brother Michael, we're supposed to, and I just want to address for the people that just came on to Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself podcast, once again, thank you for coming in. It's going to be a very impactful 2 hours. Now, I would just like to say to y'all out there that the brother's about to come on shortly, and I need to check with Jay to see if our dear doctor has called in yet. Is Dr. Valentine with us?
He's not here yet.
Okay. So he should be calling in shortly, everyone. But in the meantime, Jay, do me one little quick favor, all right? Keep Brother Michael on because we're going to interview him, family. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a little station break. Jay, play something short, all right? I want to reach out, and we'll be right back, family.
Now means peace, and at this point all nonsense ceases. All chains and shackles must be released. Mental slavery controlled by the beast. Afrocentricity we got to teach. Respect for all people has got to increase. Let's dismiss all these myths and walk in peace. First you must wake up, wise up, rise up. Open your eyes to get fired up. You've been sleeping too long, your life is passing you by. You need to open your eyes, man, to realize that life is but a dream, or so it seems. But nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. So open up your mind, let your mind be free. Take it to the next level, the highest degree. Yes, open up your mind, let your mind be free. Let your brain be your life for the world to see. But love it. Beloved, this is my prayer for you because I care for you. I just want you to understand what you've been through, because I've been there too. I know sometimes things get real thick, man. You want to throw up your hands and call it quits. I mean, you're frustrated, aggravated, so uptight, because people in the world just won't treat you right. It's like nobody cares, nobody understands. You want to live your own life, be your own man, free. Put your mind at ease. Get hip to these prophecies and maintain, do the right thing. By all means, show your self-esteem. Push forward and strive for the dream. Put mind over matter, not matter over mind. Wake up while you still have time. And acknowledge the knowledge and let knowledge be born. Because if you want to get ahead, you got to be strong. Beloved. To the Most High, the Most High, the Blessed High. Keep our visions clear as we're looking through this third eye. First, we must learn about self to know ourselves, so we can help ourselves to be ourselves. Then we can live with someone else. Now, if each one teach one and each one reach one, that's when the peace comes. That's when we'll be as one. So let's use these sources in our resources. Open up our hearts, eyes, minds, and voices, and educate and re-educate brothers and sisters who are still not awake. You see, jealousy and envy and greed will keep us on our knees. But knowledge, wisdom, understanding will give us the upper hand. So let love be love and let's spread this love. Then live, love, enjoy your life. Hold it down, son. Have a little fun. I mean, live, love, enjoy your life. Because tomorrow ain't promised to no one. But love it.
back. We're back. Okay. So, a family, I want to explain something to you. Maybe this has been the situation all along. If you have a T-Mobile phone, sometimes you can't get through to grown folks talk and express yourself. I don't know why my technician is checking into that. But that's why I always keep a cell phone and a home phone. Home phones you just can't miss out on sometimes, you know, for those of us who can afford it, because I understand sometimes we poor folk, but we can afford it, all right, if you can, you know, find the best carrier. But anyway, Brother Rashad, you still there, brother?
Yes, I am.
Brother Michael, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, podcast, these are my co-hosts, because I can't handle this brother all by myself. I had to come with two. It's just like if you're trying to mess with Jim Kelly from Three the Hard Way. You better have three or four boys with you and hope you beat them up, you know, because Jim going to put something on you. All right, but without further ado, Dr. Valentine, are you there, sir?
How are you saying?
Oh, man, brother, I tell you, boy. Brother, I want to say thank you, peace and blessings to you and the family, and welcome to Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, Brother Valentine, I just want to let you know we have a brother. Could you gentlemen introduce yourself to Brother Valentine, please?
Yes. My name is Rashad Sunni El-Amin. I'm a naturopath, and Brother Valentine, I've watched plenty of your videos and watched The Hidden Colors, and I really appreciate all the information that you share, and I'm sure we're going to have a wonderful evening this time with you sharing knowledge and wisdom and pearls that everybody needs to be aware of. So thank you again for on this program, Dr. Valentine.
You're most welcome.
And also, Brother Michael, go ahead, Brother Michael. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Good evening, Dr. Reverend Valentine. My name is Michael Collins, and we had a mutual friend, Gene Campbell. Gene was one of my coaches, teachers, friends, and I've been a medical assistant for 45 years. I've studied astrology with Salton Mason, studied the tarot and Kabbalah for 13 years with an organization called BOTA. And I'm looking forward to talking to you because Gene always used to say, do you know Phil Valentine? Do you know Phil Valentine? So I'm glad our paths are crossing tonight, and I look forward to the conversation.
Thank you. Looking forward.
Brother Valentine, I'd like to start off because there's a couple of ladies that I talk to. And I'm going to ask my first question, and we can go to Brother Rashad because he has a question. I'm sure Brother Michael has a question. But there's been a lot of controversy with this shot, they call it, this COVID shot, all right? And if I'm posing the question to you in the correct way, which I hope I am, you know, can you give us what you know about the COVID test? Because when I talked to a sister earlier, she said she took the shot, and she encouraged her children to take it. Now, I have not taken the shot because I just don't want to take it because of certain, other than what is being told to us by the news media, because every other commercial on TV, and I don't watch TV that much, but I turn it off because it just seems like when a certain program goes off for station identification break, they're constantly pummeling us with this, you know, take the COVID shot, girls sitting in the background talking about, yes, I can go to the movies now and put butter on my popcorn. And you got somebody else talking about, I can graduate now with my peers. I can be around them. So what is your take on this COVID shot, Dr. Valentine?
Well, my take is to not take it, period. I'm not sure where people are getting their information from regarding this thing. But let's just say that it was actually created as a weapon and not as a vaccine, because essentially it's not a vaccination. It's an experimental use of a particular material that was meant to create the disease in the body, not to get rid of it. So the spike protein itself was created by an AI-assisted computer. Why? Because the SARS itself, the SARS-CoV-2, was never isolated. Therefore, no vaccine was ever made for COVID. What they call COVID is not actually the disease itself. COVID is an acronym. It's an acronym, COVID. Most people never asked what it meant. But it was an acronym for Certificate of Vaccination Identification. The number 19 was actually the year it was implemented. And, of course, you know the Illuminati and those people, they deal with codes using gematria. So the number 19 adds up to AI. One is A, nine is I. So it's Certificate of Vaccination Identification using AI. Now, the interesting part about it is that this COVID cocktail contains something called graphene oxide, a derivative of graphene. Its purpose was to set up an intelligent neural electric system in the body to be triggered by 5G for an upload or interface into the AI and into their own synthetic neuroelectric input-output system in order to track and monitor us. So what we have essentially is a weapon. Now, I can do a quote if I can remember it. It's going to be a quote, but it's going to be essentially me trying to remember what was being said. But I think that Dr. Michael Yaden, who was a former Pfizer vice president, and he was the chief scientist for allergy and respiratory diseases. This man spent something like 32 years in the industry leading new medicine research, and he retired as the most senior research physician in his field, and he said something to the effect that it's too late to save anyone who was injected with the COVID-19 vaccine. He said that something to the effect that immediately after receiving the first injection, about 8% of the people die within 2 weeks. He then goes on to say that survivors have an average life expectancy of 2 to 7 years, but life expectancy decreases with each new booster injection. He said complementary vaccines are being developed right now to cause the breakdown of specific organs such as your lungs, your heart, and your brain. Now, since the people have been actually pushing back against getting this vaccination, they're now going to come out with the second stage, which will most likely be Ebola and smallpox. Remember, the whole mission is to undermine the United States of America and get it ready for conquest. Now, as far as this vaccination is concerned, most people are going to say that it's all conspiracy theory. They're not going to believe that over millions of people already died. Tens of thousands were already killed. But of course, there's a lot of noise. Am I being heard?
Excuse me, Dr. Brown. Whoever is making the noise, because really right now, there's only only Michael, and it's only Brother Rashad, and also my technician. So mute yourself, whoever you are, because we can hear a disc clanging. I can hear it. I didn't want to interrupt it, but I was hoping it would go away. But please mute yourself if you're back there making dinner or whatever you're doing. But I'm sorry, dear Dr. Valentine. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, just to round out this particular question, I call these people the doctors of extinction, the doctors of strategic extinctions. They have spike proteins. They also have different forms of animals. They have different live forms of animals that are synthesizing with the bloodstream of the human body. Now, the 5G is not just for faster communication for yourself or the Internet of Things. It's a weapon system. The 5G is a electronic lattice spread around the cities. It's a kill grid that activates the kill protocol within the vaccine. And, of course, they're telling you to get a second and third and even a fourth. In fact, those who get the second, third, and fourth are being fast-tracked because the vaccine creates conditions in the body to undermine and destroy the body's defensive system. In other words, it causes the body to constantly be on the alert. So it's cranking out the so-called demogorgon or the spike protein, and it's getting down into the nucleus and into the genetics and changing you and making you ever more susceptible to giving up the energy in your defense. In other words, it keeps cranking out the disease and then exhausts your defensive system until such time as what you would be able to defend yourself against, like cancer, you won't be able to. Once cancer sets in, or once any flu sets in, or once any kind of disease that would be latent in your genetics, it causes it to come to the surface and you die sooner.
Okay, my brother. Wow. Okay. Hey. That's deep right there. Brother Rashad, do you have a question for our dear Dr. Valentine? Brother Rashad?
I'm sorry.
I
heard what Dr. Valentine said, which is very true. I agree with him on all of that. And he did mention something about the smallpox. Now, I have a book here called The Horrors of Vaccination, which was written in 1920 about the smallpox. And it's very horrific. I don't know if Dr. Valentine had read the book or not, but there's a lot of information there. And this is from a person who was anti-vaccine. So anybody who is listening, maybe you should get this book and read about the horrors of vaccines. And also, another book I picked up called Corona, False Alarm, Facts and Figures. This is by Dr. Karina Rice and Dr. Sukharit Bhakti. And this was written in Germany. It was translated into English. A lot of information in that book also. And I'm just glad that Dr. Valentine expressed what he did, because our people need to wake up and stop being sheep, stop being manipulated. Dr. Valentine, I remember one time on one of your videos, you spoke about Project Aquarius that began in England back in 1950, and also known as the Stanford Project. And this is something to manipulate people's minds and, you know, slowly condition people to accept, you know, a shift of conceptual reality away from our individual sense of, of ourselves. And to that, you know, of what they call the herd mind, which we hear now about herd immunity and all that. So I just wanted to share that, and maybe you want to speak about the Aquarius Project and touch a little bit on that, if you can, Valentine.
Brother Valentine, hold on for 1 minute. I still hear clanging in the background, y'all. The phone lines are very sensitive. So please kind of either mute yourself, all right? It got to be one of my guests because we haven't brought in the guests yet to do the Q&A. So, okay, go right ahead, Brother Valentine. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, this project, as far as this mind control project dealing with Project Aquarius in Stanford, this is what created the entire what we call teenagers. It started the separation and destruction of the family unit, and it began a project where they could get into the minds and hearts of people who, as far as just getting into how the family structure of the United States and others, we had the father, you know, mother, child. The idea was to break the tradition of the father passing on his and her information onto the child. So, for example, what they call the Aquarian Conspiracy, that's what I think you were talking about, was actually the Aquarian Conspiracy, which was which was actually dealt with by a Professor Willis Harmon. And he was the president of something called the Institute of Noetic Sciences. And from that sprang something called the Changing Images of Man. And it was a policy research where they were dealing with breaking the ties of family so that we could create or destroy the bonds of community, which would then turn everybody into a kind of a drone-like society where there were no ties. In 1996, at the women's conference in Beijing, China, at that particular conference, Western feminism introduced a policy of getting rid of the determinants of gender. For instance, they would get rid of names and words like aunt and uncle, father and mother. And if you look at it today, you'll see that this degenderizing of society, where a mother is now just a seed carrier or a child, you know, bearer, and a father would be a seed provider. These are some of the names that they want to take away to depersonalize and to take away the identity of gender. And in that way, the state can then label you and give you a particular number or name. This was also part of what was actually a Tavistock Institute brainchild. Another author that you need to get with is an author by the name of Coleman, John Coleman, and he wrote the Tavistock Institute of, I believe, Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. And it was called Shaping the Moral, Cultural, Political, and Economic Decline of the United States of America. Now, most people don't know that behind the curtain, that at right now we are battling something called the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society is made up of the lords and ladies of England. They have the Rothschilds. They have people who have, these are the ones who created the whole environmental game that you see going on with climate change and all of these. They didn't have anything else that they could attack us with. World War I, II, and so forth, that Korean War, Vietnam War. So they needed to actually say that we ran out of enemies. We didn't know what enemies to fight anymore. So what they said was, okay, let's turn man into the enemy of man. So what they began to do was to create scenarios whereby the environment was being attacked by man, so we had to limit man in some way. This was a double agenda because it then gave them the right to dictate how humanity would then move forward into the 21st and 22nd century. What they did then was to set down a specific goal, which is what they were going to implement, and they started in Agenda 21, which was first. Now I went to Agenda 21, 2020, then Agenda 2021 to 2030, and then Agenda 2050. All of these stopping points were what they were going to achieve. Now what happened was that during the time, for the last 16 to 20 years, they were putting presidents into place that were implementing every 4 to 8 years the next step in that particular equation. It was the Bushes into Obama. And Obama was supposed to then be succeeded by Hillary. But Trump got in the way. And for those 4 years, it sidestepped the agenda because we were supposed to be at war with China these next 4 years, and we are at war. But instead of there being bombs dropped because we were feeding all of our nuclear secrets, this is what Obama was doing, feeding the nuclear secrets along with Hillary and everybody else. They were feeding all the secrets to China to build China's armory up so that they can go to war against the United States. What happened was Trump got in the way, and you saw he went around there and saying, everybody chill. And that took them out of that particular cycle because it then stopped them for 4 years. Now they had to catch up. How did they do that? They then had to fast-track the war, and instead of dropping bombs, they went with the hypodermic. And this is when you saw that Fauci, who was the one who pushed the AIDS hoax, the HIV to AIDS hoax, was then put front and center to deal with gain of function, which was to weaponize the flu virus and then use that as the attack vector and then bring down not only the United States from within, but to do so by, first of all, injecting millions of people in the United States, but then after that, to actually destroy the economy, which you see right now getting ready to happen. It is going to be a crash of the economy, probably between now and May of next year. It's going to be serious inflation as you see now. I think it's, most people are pissed with me for saying it, but if you remember when Trump was in office, the gas prices, at least down here, went down to 129. I asked people to look at the gas pumps today, ever since Biden took over and Wall Street switched it back over to the Arab Emirates and made us have to deal with our oil from over there. What is the gas now? What are your prices looking like now? Everything that you see now, especially with the so-called mandate to get you vaccinated, this is a covert attack on the people of the United States of America, quiet as it gets.
All right. There you go. All right. Now, Michelle, you got that, my brother?
Oh, yes, I did. Thank Brother Valentine, I thank you so much for that information. Hopefully everybody took notes.
Sure, hope they did, because we're telling Brother Valentine, we were telling my podcast audience, pen, all right, because we network with each other. It's very important that we network and try to come together, which unfortunately our leaders have been saying that for so long. You know, it's forced that they say that, but unfortunately we're still talking about the same thing today, like crabs in the barrel. Okay, Brother Michael, you have a question for Brother Valentine?
Yeah, yes, I do. Thank you for that last answer. And my question Dr. Valentine, what is the end agenda? You say that they're out to get the United States. So what is the end agenda? And what can we do personally to protect ourselves? What can we do spiritually? Because just looking at everything, I see at the root of everything is capitalism. So what can we do to protect ourselves, and how can we develop our spirit so that we overcome the obstacles that are being put forth now?
That's a very good question, brother. Thank you for that. Well, the first thing I want to do is to tell people, because we have an immediate danger at this time, I would suggest that people get pen and paper so that I can tell them what to do to counteract. We do have countermeasures that I recommend to people who are not only the ones who take the vaccine, but those who are in proximity with people who have taken the vaccine. Taking the vaccine, you have to remember, they're very slick. Let me just say this scenario very quickly before I move forward with that. You have to remember that when you're fighting a covert war, you want to turn the people against one another, especially the targeted nation. You want to turn the people against one another and the people against the government. Okay, you want to commit, you want to create chaos within the ranks. So what you do, you give about 80% of the population that you want to kill off or to cripple, you give them the pure vaccine. The other 10 to 20%, you give the placebo. That way, people who don't have immediate symptoms can look at those who did not want to take the vaccine and say, "See, I'm fine. I took the vaccine. I'm getting ready to go back to get my second one." As a matter of fact, I heard that it was a woman. She called me from the actual hospital where she had made an appointment. She said, "Dr. Valentine, I made an appointment, but instead of putting down a black person, I put down that I was white." She said, "I went to the hospital on my schedule because I made an appointment. When I went there and I went into the room after they called my name, the nurse came in with the hypodermic, turned to me, saw that I was black, looked at my record. She said, 'Wait a minute, this vaccination is not for you. You're not white.'" These were her words. I don't have to lie to anyone. These were her exact words. So what's happening is you have to look at the genius of the attack, because this is definitely right out of the book. And another book I recommend is The Art of War by Sun Tzu. The Art of War was adopted by the Jesuits in the 13th and 14th century as the model for their creed. So The Art of War states that if you wish to destroy a stronger enemy, you have to make sure that you cripple them by destroying the trust that the people have in their leadership. And that's exactly what's been happening. So the way you start confusion amongst the people who are saying, you don't have a mask on, or you're not vaccinated, and you're this and that. And when I tell people that when I do the vaccination exemptions for people, then, you know, people are telling me, well, you know, why don't you want to take the vaccine? This is what they're saying, that the people are saying to them. Why don't you want to take the vaccine? Don't you care about other people and yourself and your family? This is what the distrust and the kind of ignorance, harping on the ignorance of people and using the ignorance of people as a weapon against those who are more knowledgeable. So there are people who are vaccinated, but there are people who are vaccinated without the actual spike protein, with simply with just sugar water. The way they're vaccinating people like Biden and the leadership, and when you see Fauci rolling up his sleeves and getting his vaccine in his left arm and then going on television and patting his right arm, we know that you never got the vaccine then. You see what I'm saying? So you have to understand that there's a war going on at this time. It's a very subtle and covert war, but we have to be mindful that the television is part of the weaponry used to psychologically undermine your trust, not only in the government, but in yourself. So now I have some mRNA COVID vaccine, graphene, lipid, nanoparticle, and spike protein detox therapies. The first one is maximum nutrition in the form of something called Juice Plus. And if you want any kind of information regarding that, I would suggest you call a number, 800-847-1291. 800-847-1291. Just leave your number. Please speak clearly. But Juice Plus is something that deals with pure nutrition, pure whole food nutrition beyond the organic labeling. Now, for those of you who need to take what we call immediate therapeutic countermeasures, there is something called pine needle tea.
Mm-hmm.
Pine needle tea. It contains something called shikimic acid, or shikimic, and that's S-H-I-K-I-M-I-C, acid. Now, be cautious, because not all pine trees are therapeutic. It's best for you to order them online and drink the oil resin as it accumulates on the surface. The shikimic acid is said to have like an antiviral, antimicrobial, anticoagulant, and antithrombotic properties, because that's what's been happening to young people, especially young male athletes. They've been suffering from thrombotic or thrombosis and thrombocytopenia, little babies as well. What's happening is like a swelling in the heart that shuts them down. Young boys, 21, athletic, having heart attacks after taking this vaccination, or people having these strokes, ischemic strokes, after taking the vaccinations. So the shikimic acid has the ability to put the spike protein into stasis, because the spike protein will consistently force the body to create the spike protein and thus force the body to create countermeasures, which then eventually exhausts the body's defensive efforts against it. It's diabolical. Another one to actually get, and you can go online to get it, make sure you look for pine needle tea. Get the ones from online, because you don't get them from the wild, because these people who get it from online have already chosen the best of the pine trees for that. The next one would be star anise, I believe, A-N-I-S-E, star anise. This also has powerful shikimic acid. It's known to neutralize the spike protein, or at least put it into stasis. Vitamin D3, that's excellent. And try to expose your body to as much of the sunlight as possible. You can get quercetin, and you can pick up quercetin. I picked up some for people, for them to see. Let me see if I can get one for you so you can take a look at it. Okay. I want to read one for you. Hang on a second, family.
Well, hey, Doc, we're not on Zoom. Yeah. Everybody that calls in is just on phone.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let me just tell you this one. It's called Amazing Formulas. Go up online, and it's called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. And now quercetin also helps to deactivate it, about 500 milligrams. And you know, you can also find quercetin if you want to deal with naturally in homeopathy. You could find it in onions. You see, green tea, I think, as well.
Apples.
Yeah. You could try it at buckwheat teas. Also zinc. Check raw zinc. The rawest you can get is made from organic fruits. Try the brand called Vitamin Code. It's made by a company called Garden of Life. Crack wall chlorella. I put this out. Matter of fact, this particular list is what I give out to people who actually come for my vaccination exemption package. Also, therapeutic grade essential oil. You can call the same 800 number if you wish to get more information on that. Let me see. What else has that? Ginkgo biloba has shikimic acid, very high in it. And if you want to go medical route, go and get the one made for humans, the ivermectin. Ivermectin, just like the hydroxychloroquine, which you can get from quinine water, which is essentially the water that you can get in the store, which is tonic water. For those of you who remember that your grandfathers and grandmothers used to use the tonic water as a means for actually as a vector for the medicines they gave you, because the tonic water that you drink with, say, gin or with tequila or whatever, that tonic water has quinine in it. And the hydroxychloroquine is a quinine derivative. And again, the ivermectin that you would get is a zinc enabler. These are zinc enablers, so is quercetin. What it does is it allows ink to get more easily into the cellular network.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Question, Doc. Now, when I heard you, because I first connected with you, I was telling you about Brother Michael had told me about you, and he said it was a 3-hour podcast because you were talking to some colleagues who had studied underneath you when you were in Brooklyn. And when I was listening, I said, okay, let me make a nice smoothie here, some blueberries, bananas, you know, my little chia seed and stuff. So I said, okay, kick back. I'm glad I made that smoothie, brother, because normally I nod out on certain lectures if it's late, but it was a rebroadcast of the earlier podcast. I remember you, if I'm not mistaken, mentioning that when they do that swab up your nose, you said they look for a particular bone so something could break off in the swab that infiltrates your DNA in your body. Did I put that right or what?
Yeah, there's a small bone. What's that bone there up in the nose again? When they do the test, there is what is that bone? Hang on a second. Let me remember in my brain. it's a cuneiform. Cuneiform bone. It's a porous bone between your brain and the nostril.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they take at the edge of the Q-tip or whatever that is, the swab. They go up in the nose because right at the edge of the Q-tip, they have nanoparticles there that they shove against that particular bone, the cuneiform, and they twist it so that the nanoparticles get up into the nostrils and directly into the brain. But they put it also into the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And they not only have these nanoparticles in the vaccine, they have what essentially turns out to be life forms, certain types of life forms that they have in the body itself, in the vaccine itself. And these vaccines come alive. That's the problem with it. When you breathe, you could breathe it in. You could take it in. When it gets in, it migrates into the lungs. But it doesn't actually come alive in the lungs. It comes alive after you cough up the mucus from your lungs, and then you swallow some, spit out a lot of it, but you swallow some. And once it gets into the acid of your stomach, then they come alive, because it's the acid that activates them, which is why it's so necessary that you have an alkaline body, you know, to help protect yourself.
What's your take on organic raw juicing, Doc?
Well, we don't deal with juicing. We actually like to deal with blending, because juicing takes away the fiber. See, mm-hmm. what happens is if you just want to deal with the juice, what you do is you overload the kidneys, the pancreas, the whole circulatory system, because
right.
you have a high level of sugar, and there's nothing to slow the absorption of the sugar. So it becomes this essentially kind of a shock to the system.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we tell the people to blend and to leave the fiber in so that it slows the uptake of sugar into the body.
Because the way it was told to me, when you extract and when you do juicing, it takes the enzyme out of the particular vegetable that you're juicing. But you're saying the sugar intake. Well, take for instance something cruciferous like cucumber or celery. You're saying that has a high intake of sugar as opposed to a carrot.
No, I'm talking about the fact that everything has a specific concentration that keeps it alive. Whatever
right.
it is, the chemical composition of that fruit or vegetable, that's the life force in it. When you blend or juice anything, you're pre-digesting it. That's
right.
essentially what you're doing. You're breaking up the molecular bonds. So essentially the body doesn't really recognize much of that. This is why the Juice Plus that I was taking has this proprietary way of breaking down the juice from the fruits and vegetables, but not to do it in such a violent way as to disturb the molecular structure that the body recognizes. See, the body is a very intelligent entity. You've got to remember, from the time whatever food hits your mouth, that particular food is being calculated in the saliva and on the tongue, which are called your taste buds. They're not your taste buds. They're actually indicators to give the body, your pituitary, your pineal, the entire body, it gets it ready and tells the body what type of digestive juices to prepare. It starts
mm-hmm.
in the mouth. So mm-hmm. when you're taking in something, the body really immediately knows whether or not the molecular structure is something that's going to take either more energy to give to break down or less energy. So for instance, if you were to eat an apple, fresh apple, organic
right.
apple. An apple contains over 20,000, maybe 25,000 nutrients,
mm-hmm.
of which only 10 or 15 have been isolated. The rest
mm-hmm.
of it is stored by the body and is utilized as necessary. Now, if you take something that is already broken down, pre-digested, so that the molecular structure is not recognized by your living entity of a body, your conscious body, then the body treats that material like a drug, as a stimulant. So you're either taking in a stimulant or a nutrient. Now, the nutrient does not take as much energy from your body in order to process. A
mm-hmm.
stimulant takes more energy from your body because the body has to sacrifice more of its own vital force to get rid of the material. So when that happens, the stimulant is actually robbing your body of stored nutrients and vital force, and you get the rush thinking that the stimulant gave you energy when it was actually robbing you of your own and making you believe that it was giving you energy.
Mm. Okay.
Brother Forrest.
Brother Rashad, you next. Go ahead, brother.
Yes. I thank you, Dr. Valentine, for that great information. I just wanted to say, my wife and I, a few weeks back, we were talking about something you just touched on, how some people are getting a placebo. And when I first saw the president and Dr. Fauci and all those getting the shot, I knew already that that was a placebo. That's not a real shot that they were getting, because if you're the president of the United States and you take that, the real shot, and it could kill mm-hmm. you on the spot, there's no way in the world they would don't allow that. And so I said, now, I had a feeling, I was telling her, I had a feeling that the shot they're giving to our community is different from the shot they're giving to other communities. And mm-hmm. I was really convinced of that. So I'm glad you shared that. And then there was something here I wanted to share with you about the Moderna vaccine. I'm just reading something here that the Moderna was funded by Bill Gates. And as a lot of us mm-hmm. know, that he's been trying to get rid of people for years. And it says it's a different kind of beast altogether. It's a vaccine using completely new type of technology, gene editing. Vaccine is called an mRNA, messenger RNA. Targets are RNA, which is similar to DNA and forms part of our genome. And rather than stimulate an immune response against a certain pathogen, as normal vaccines do, this new mRNA vaccine is being designed to literally reprogram your genes to produce antibodies. In other words, the vaccine is actually altering your genes or genetically modifying you. Now that's
what I said earlier. Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. Yeah, what it does essentially, it's causing you to accept injectable computer systems.
Yes.
Okay, and this was a Microsoft pattern. The pattern that was actually registered was 060606.
Mm-hmm.
That was the pattern that Bill Gates had created. And the material that's in the vaccine is a self-assembling graphene oxide material. It assembles itself in certain areas of the body based upon your own bioelectric input and output system. So some people have a bioelectric input-output system that is more localized in the heart, some in the brain. Most is down in the reproductive area, which is why it's doing damage to some women who've either taken the vaccine or have come into proximity with people who've taken the vaccine and have become victims of shedding. Okay? Now, what is happening is that the COVID, that the self-assembling material, is based upon the 5G and the 6G and the 7G systems that they've been putting up. And this is something I don't tell many people, but a lot of people really don't believe. But you know that when I say something, and I'm not blowing my own bubbles, I'm saying something based upon what it is that metaphysics has taught me, how to think, and to think beyond what is the structure of the reality they're telling you to actually process. And this material that they're putting in, this so-called injectable computer system, patent 0606, and self-assembling graphene oxide, I call it synthetic melanin. And if you understood the principle of melanin, melanin is a self-assembling molecular material that brings together organic life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've created an artificial version of it in the graphene, in the nanoparticle graphene materials. And what they're doing, and call it science fiction if you want, but we are being uploaded into the AI. Right.
That's
now,
right.
There is an AI system that is so powerful that I believe that because it puts out so much energy, that it has to be running out of the Antarctic, which is why They don't want anybody in the Antarctic. Okay? You need it to be cold. But to kind of, you know, if you're running computers, especially AI computers, and the amount of energy you're running, you're going to need to keep it cold for it to run efficiently. So I believe, and this is what I'm saying now, based on my knowledge of the metaphysics and the physics of Earth, because that's what quantum physics is. Quantum physics is just another name for metaphysics. They have their own formula for deal with it, as we do in our university, but it's the same thing. You just have to think beyond the rubric of thinking that most people want us confined to at this time. So now, open your mind to think about this, and I'm being serious with this. You are now being calibrated, and this is how they created the spike protein. They put into this computer everything that they knew about the human body. I mean, from soup to nuts, all the way down from the microbial level, all to the macro level, all the way out to your hair follicles, okay? Everything that the human being could possibly be organically constructed of, they put this and fed this into the AI. They then said to the AI, how do I undermine this particular organism, this human body? Well, the AI spit out the spike protein. Here's what the spike protein in the long run would have possible capabilities of doing. The materials they're feeding into the body with each of the vaccines, because after you've taken the vaccine, if you survive, they're going to want you consistently taking it over and over and over again, because your body will not be able to deal with the upcoming diseases, because the spike protein will have destroyed every ability that your natural immunity will be able to deal with. Now, just imagine, have you ever, and if I'm just to ask this, deviate a minute. Have you looked at the new video games that are out there? Have you noticed that these video games are getting to look, especially when you look at the Batman, Arkham, my students keep showing me more and more sophisticated video games, almost as if you're in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen how lifelike these entities are becoming? Well, the AI is learning how to be a human being, and they're teaching it. Now, listen, this is science fact. It sounds like science fiction, but it's science fact. This AI is tapping into the HARP system. Now, if you know what HARP is, it's the Navy's High Aerial Auroral Research Project. It can change the weather. It can change your moods based upon changing the waters that you breathe. They can change your mood through the system. Now listen carefully. There is something called a carrier wave system that travels around the planet that follows the movement of the sun and the moon above us. I didn't say us going around the sun. I said the movement of the sun and the moon as it circles above us. This carrier wave is an energy redistributing wave form that has your pattern, your thought patterns, your consciousness patterns, your electromagnetic signature is carried upon this, which is why people get picked up thoughts of other people, or you can feel somebody's about to pass on, or all these ways that you become sensitive to other people around the world. This is the carrier wave system that they call in the ancients, they call it the Akashic Records, because everything is water. And, of course, if you know anything about Dr. Emoto said that water has memory. Well, if there's such a thing as called the Akashic Records, and the memory of every thought that was ever thought of the human being is in the Akashic Records, all of our actions and dynamics are supposedly in these records, that means everything about us is water. Which is why you're 80% water. Everything is actually water. So what's happening right now is that we are input-output signatures. These vaccines are putting materials in us to set up input-output signatures that are going to tap us right into the AI system using 5G as the web.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that notice how the 5G is. It's not just one tower. There are a string of towers, string of these antennas all across, especially in the cities. Well, you're going to be mapped. And if you've been vaccinated, know that once you've been vaccinated, they got your name, they got your address, they may even have your blood type, your genetic type. They got everything. They didn't just vaccinate you. They took blood from you as well, or they took your skin cells. They have everything they're mapping you on there with at this time. Do not think that I'm just dealing with science fiction. This is the next plan for eliminating at least 5 billion people from the planet and tagging the rest of us like we're wildlife. And the AI system is already being worked to actually calculate and calibrate each one of us through this vaccination program. There's no way that you can mandate the rest of the world, the entire planet, for a vaccine unless you have an agenda.
Brother
Ford.
Yes, sir, brother. Well, on that note, Brother Michael, you're next.
Yes. Dr. Valentine, I'm listening to what you're saying, and my first question is, spiritually, when I heard you talk, you spoke about the way that the mind takes in information is like a photograph, like we're in a dark room. And you know, from studying the tarot, you know, we would just paint our own cards and study and just meditate looking at the cards. And they said that you could spiritually evolve just from that. The first row being principles, the second row being laws, and the third row being spiritual evolution. And with the spiritual evolution, the last card is cosmic consciousness. And you talk about the stillness and just being a witness. So can you talk about how the mind works and how we can photograph that and the importance of what we take to our mind and the importance of eliminating TV, ads, and many of the social media that we are being, that's being projected or we project on ourselves?
Well, what I do, I tell my students that they must take an inventory of what thoughts are predeterminants in their lives. What predominates in your thought process, and you'll then know what controls you. The predominant thought that we have is usually one of either pain or pleasure. We have the pleasures of the body and sex. We have the pleasures of appetite for food. We have the pleasure for adrenaline rushes. We have the pleasure that deals with family and the joy of being with family and so forth. And then there has the pain, which is associated with what molds us to interpret what joy is and what pain is, what pleasure is and what pain is. What have we made more important than anything else in our lives? Other than our drive for success, other than our drive to be known, to have a big house, to have the right family, to whatever it is. What is the predominant thought in the mind at this time? Now, what is preventing you from achieving that peace? What is it? Well, the appetite that you've created becomes addiction. Our addiction for non-spiritual things is what keeps us from achieving what we call spirituality. We think that we can become spiritually involved by distracting ourselves into things that we determine will lead us to spirituality. But what we're doing is just adding on more burdens in our attempts. There was something in the Bible, and I use it only as a teaching tool. It says, be still and know that I am. In my school, I speak to people, and they say, well, you know, how do we reach meditation? How do we reach the stillness? Well, the first thing we do is to come under the oppression, to come from under the oppressive dictates of our thought process. Our thoughts are dictatorial. They maintain us in a state of hunger, of addiction, of greed. And we think that we are our thoughts, and we're not. We have accepted that we are our thoughts, but we are not our thoughts. I give an exercise to my students, and I say, whenever you're thinking about something, what is it that's looking at you thinking at something? In your mind, when you're thinking a thought, and that thought is running through your mind as either a picture, a song, something someone said, something you heard, what is it that's actually listening to that thing, watching that particular image? It's not thought. Therefore, thought is not you. Thought is an instrument. Thought is mechanical. Thought is something that the brain uses, that you use. It's part of the calculating system of the avatar that you are navigating, that you're driving. This body is an avatar. It's a machine. And part of that machinery is thought, because why? You're trapped in something called time. Time and thought are one. That's the fifth element. Most people talk about ether being the fifth element, but those who know that time is the fifth element, because without it, nothing coagulates into third density. Nothing coagulates into life without time. The four elements, fire, air, water, and earth, predict you. That's the four elements, is the W-O-R-D. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, the Word down here, as it shows itself, is always in these four elements. So as we now are coming to that understanding about spirituality, the first thing we must examine is, what is it that keeps us from it? What is not spirituality? And then when we examine that, we see that all of our habits, everything that we clung to, everything that we invent for ourselves to think that it's the segue to spirituality. No. The first thing you must do is to still the thoughts that haunt you. Still the thoughts that drive you. And when you still the thoughts, you open yourself up to intelligence. You open yourself up to the silence. And only in the silence can you know the Spirit.
Okay. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Bashar.
Yeah. Thank you again, Brother Valentine, for that information. I just want to know, you don't have a question, period?
Okay. Yes, I'm going to have a Q&A. Dr. Valentine, I know there's a lady. Jay, while you're listening, 0704, if she's on, could you please bring on Sister Jade out of Charlotte, North Carolina? Because she said she would have a question for Dr. Valentine. Is she on, Jay? That's my technician, Dr. Valentine. Mm-hmm. He's checking, y'all.
One second. What was the last four again?
0704.
07. Okay, 1 second. Mm-hmm. I don't see 0704, but I see you have another caller that wanted to say.
Okay.
Something.
Well, did it hit the one button, Jay?
Yes.
Okay, bring them in.
8252.
You have a question for Dr. Reverend Valentine?
Yes, this is Jada.
Oh, Jada, that's who I was. Okay, there you go. Hello, Ms. Jada. How are you?
I'm good. I called in on my landline, so that's why the number. Okay. Mm-hmm. I first and foremost want to say thank you, Dr. Valentine. You presented a detailed view, that has given me something to think about. I talked with Forrest earlier, and what I said to him was based on my conversations with people in the medical field, and people in the sciences, and knowing people that died from COVID. I was in a situation that had died from COVID. I did not know anyone who had died from the vaccine. I personally knew people. And so that is what led me to get the vaccine. But like I said, I've listened to it and had my paper and pen ready, so did take some notes. So thank you for the information.
Most welcome, sister. I can tell you that they didn't die from COVID because, again, COVID is not the disease. It's an acronym for the actual protocol or program that's being implemented around the world. That protocol is a kill protocol. COVID is not what they're dying from. That's what they're giving to the people. They're giving them that so they can scare them with it. The people are passing away from actually the medications and from the materials that, and most of the people passing away from it are of ages, say, in their late 50s, 60s, and 70s, going into their 80s. This was a way to purge our society of people who were a burden on the commerce and economics, and they were stealing the monies that these elders had accrued. They were, you know, this is why they went after that New York mayor, Cuomo. He ended up killing 16,000 of the elders in those homes because he put people in there who were susceptible. These people had pneumonia, they had the flu, and they were then given specific types of vaccines or injections that caused their lungs to go through trauma, the same way that we were talking about this material was causing swellings and inflammations in the lungs. And then what they did was put them on the breathing machines, these aspirating machines that further exacerbated the body's inability to be able to process oxygen. And the people were essentially asphyxiating on these machines. So thousands of elders died. And most people don't know that we have in our what you call the SS form, the Social Security card. Some of us don't know that we have a little red set of numbers in the back or in the front. These little red numbers beginning with a letter is where your bond is located in the bank, in a specific Federal Reserve Bank. That's called your exemption priority account. And if you're in your 80s, there's literally hundreds of millions of dollars that were accrued from using your bond, just the interest alone. So what they're doing is they're killing off the elders, and they're rifling their exemption accounts through their what is it called when you go into the person who has passed away and you go into their it's the lawyers. They go into the lawyers go into this part of your account and they go in and they rifle this out. They're like vultures. And when they get to this particular part of your account, when they go in there, there's more money in there. They begin to rob you of your money. So in other words, people who have been become quote-unquote elders who are burdens on the economy, they've been getting rid of and stealing the monies, taking their monies, and putting it back into their coffers. That's the way that they've been paying because, remember, we're in debt. We're in the trillions of dollars in debt, and these debts are supposed to be paid off quarterly. And if they don't have it, they get it some way or another, shape or form. You ever notice how police go out and start ticketing everybody? Well, they're actually taxing the people and getting more and more dollars from the people because the monies that the tickets that the cops are writing up are actually paying their salary. The cops have no more bonds to protect them than nothing. So what you had was iatrogenic manslaughter going on at wholesale level. So that's why I put out this list of things for people to deal as countermeasures for those who have maybe taken this vaccine, to start taking this material, to call in the 800 number and talk to my wife, Dr. Nalani Valentine, about acquiring that that concentrated material, food, that they call Juice Plus. Like I said, if you have taken it once, that's fine. But do not, you know, I mean, you're going to start feeling it later on. But do not take that second shot.
Okay. Brother Valentine, I got a text because some people are gun shy, you know. For what reason? I know. I always tell my podcast audience, we're not looking in your face, we're not on Zoom, you know, just speak your piece. But everybody has their personality. I got a text. They want to know if you are vegan and how do you feel about people eating meat?
Well, it depends on whether or not your body can tolerate that type of protein. You know, people are going to do what they want to do anyway. I can suggest to people, you know, I just tell people, well, if you're a meat eater, for example, and you end up getting a reading that you got cancer, for example, what's the first thing that the doctors tell you to give up?
Meat.
Yeah. Right away you see that if they're telling you to give up the meat in order for you to reverse cancer, what is it that the meat is doing to you to get you to the point where you do get a cancer reading?
Okay, well, I hope that answers. Okay, go ahead, brother.
What I would suggest as far as vegans are concerned, most vegans today don't understand that the food that they're eating is not the same as their great-grandmothers and great-grandpa.
I've heard that.
The food does not contain the same concentration of nutrition. Why? Because most of it, even if you get it in the organic way, even if you're buying it organically, say at Whole Foods, they're picking it too early, not all the time, but they're picking it too early so that it can survive the trip from South America, survive the trip from over in Europe or wherever it is that they're getting their stashes from, so that it doesn't ripen on the vine. It doesn't ripen on the vine anymore. It ripens on the shelf. And everyone who knows anything about nutrition should know that the highest concentration of nutrition that a plant or a fruit gets is at the very point of ripening. That's when the plant gives up most of its energy in order for you to get the materials so that it continues. So if it's fruiting, then it gives you the best of its fruit at the very last minute. 75% of its nutrients get in there in order to feed us so that the seeds may be cast upon the ground, and they may then flourish. But instead now, it's ripening on your shelf. So therefore, that's why we recommend so highly this supercharged amount of nutrition coming in what we call Juice Plus.
Well, I'm going to try some. I know that. We have another call. Jay, you want to bring in the next caller? We got a lot of people pressing one buttons here, Doc. You've been invigorating their minds out here, and rightfully so.
2410.
That's right. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing, Doctor? How you feeling today? How's everybody?
Everybody's fine, my brother. What's the question for Dr. Valentine?
Georgia out of Georgia. I wanted to say I just really appreciate listening to your information. You said a couple of things that kind of struck me as kind of interesting. And I wanted to ask you to elaborate on them, if you don't mind. I had the first thing that you said was about habits. I spoke about habits last week. I had no idea that habits were such a strong thing that they could keep you from your spirituality. But, you know, that's all it says in the book is about how habits do that. But the second thing you said that intrigued me that I would like you to expand on is you said that thought is time. And that is the fifth element, that time and thought are the same thing. I always thought that thought measured time and time measured thought, not that they were the same thing.
Well, see, you answered your question there, beloved. Time measured thoughts and thought measures time. So that's the incestuous relationship. Understand this. Can you think of a future thought that has never been thought of before?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
I can do all things.
But see, again, you can't do that because thought is of the past. There is no future thought. You may conjecture what the future might be, but there's no future thought of something practical or something, an event that has been calculated into thought. So therefore, you're trapped in time. Every time you go back to a particular memory, you're time traveling.
That's right.
Correct. But what other being on this landscape that we live on can actually imagine things that are not? And if I can imagine something that is that not a thought that's not been thought before? I haven't thought it before.
Well, let me ask you a question. What are you imagining from?
Now.
Are you? So there is only the now. There is no then or what's to be. You're only in the now, ever, only in the now.
Right.
You are being tricked into believing that there is something other than you in your now because that's the way the brain is trapped. The brain traps you in time. Time, essentially, is necessary for third density to flower. Without time, third density does not exist. Therefore, you cannot exist. You are living in a compressed zone of consciousness. Everything is not about creation. It's about concentration. It's about precipitation and concentration. So when the rain, say, for instance, if you want to know what life is about, how does rain come about? Rain comes about from the waters that we see that evaporate from the ocean. It doesn't go up. The salt doesn't leave it. Just the moisture in the air goes up. It collects and then comes back down. So what is life? Life is essentially a process of precipitation and condensation. You, the Most High could never create anything outside of itself. Try to imagine that. There's nothing that's outside of the Creator, is it? Nothing. Everything is within what we call the Creator. There is no place that the Creator is not. Therefore, there is no time that man was not. So therefore, there is no such thing as creation. There's only condensation. You condense into the womb of your mother to become. Therefore, life in third density is all about condensation and precipitation. Precipitation is your life leaving, your life force leaving you. So, if you're thinking about the future, what is the root and the soil that has placed you in the now to think about that? What are you pulling from? Are you now tapped into the Akasha? So therefore, you're in the cycle of things that went before and cycled around back again, which means, hey, it really isn't anything new, is it?
Sure isn't.
Well, I mean, it could be a hoop, but it could be a rolling hoop. It can be circling different territory every time it goes around.
It's a variable, but it's nothing new.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Hey, listen, I love the fact that you can think those lines, brother. This is what I love about the young people today. They're thinking beyond what it is that's been giving them as the construct of reality. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother George. Anytime, brother. Jay, do we have another caller? Want to chime in with Dr. Valentine?
Oh, one second. Yes, we do.
All right, bring him in, brother.
2137.
2137. Go right ahead. You got a question for Dr. Valentine? Go right ahead, my dear sister.
Yes, hello.
Hello, we can hear you.
Yes, hi. Thanks, Dr. Valentine. My question is about the two separate tests that they have out, the saliva test and the nose test. Which one of those tests would be the best to take?
Neither.
Neither.
Uh-oh.
Neither,
I'm in
because
trouble.
What I'll tell you to do is the reason why the only one that's actually they're doing right now is based in the RT-PCR test. The RT-PCR test can get you anything you want simply because of the nature of the test. In fact, the man who created it said it was useless.
Right.
The RT-PCR test has an 85% false positive constant. So most people who have been diagnosed as having quote unquote COVID most possibly did not.
Mm-hmm.
And were treated as if they did. That test is there to make sure you come up with a positive reading. That's why they keep talking about cases. Had nothing to do with anybody who had anything, just cases. My vaccination exemption package deals with the testing as well.
Okay, because at my job, I'm not vaccinated. I'm not going to get vaccinated. But they are pushing now for testing if you're not vaccinated. And they're mailing us the saliva testing kits to our saliva
and
once a week.
Okay, now pay attention. Here's what you do. You get yourself, go up online and buy yourself some of the high ionic colloidal silver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get high ionic colloidal silver, or you can call into the 800 number and think about getting some a therapeutic grade essential oil, particularly oregano oil.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have
oregano
that.
Oil. Oh, probably, mm-hmm. Yeah, but make sure it's therapeutic grade. Here's what you do. You get the colloidal silver, and the oil. But very very careful with the oregano oil. It burns. It's very
mm-hmm.
potent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you do is right before you take the test, just gargle, swish, and keep the colloidal silver with, you know, you can put a small, take a tablespoon and put it into about 6 ounces of water or 3 ounces of water and just swish it about your mouth.
Okay.
Keep it in there for a while. Or get yourself a neti pot.
I have that. And, okay.
Right. And you mm-hmm. get yourself a little bit of the colloidal silver, take an eyedropper, and you take an eyedropper full of it, put it in some distilled water, warm, and then use the neti pot and flush your nostrils with it.
Okay.
Then take your test.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank
You're
you,
quite
sister.
Welcome.
But I wanted to ask you something. Go ahead, Rashad.
And he shared that. I have to go to this hospital, a saliva test every week in order to counseling with patients. I never took the shot. I don't take that nasal swab. I only take the saliva test. It always comes back negative because myself, I'm a vegan. I'm into organic, and I take my supplements, and every time it comes out negative, so I have no problem with that, where it's fine for me. But I wanted to ask you, because I have my daughter listening, and she's into helping people with natural birthing. And I watched your video on the wounded womb, and you spoke on certain things like MSG and things of that nature. And I just wanted, if you could touch a little bit on that, because I think she would like to hear some of the information you have on birth and pregnancy and taking these MSGs and hydrolyzed proteins and all those things. Could you just elaborate just a little bit, Brother Valentine?
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, in pregnancies, first of all, it's not a disease, so you can't treat it like one. And Western medicine treats pregnancy as if it's a disease. If you are pregnant and you want to take those sonograms or one of those things where you rub the jello on the Braille and so forth, don't. Because the sound waves are actually tearing away or causing the baby to jump. That's the reason why you see the baby kicking and jumping around when they put that thing on the mother's belly. What they're doing is they're shooting sound waves through that little delicate system. And those nerves that are trying to be knitted inside that little being in the stomach, it's like a little spider's web against a hurricane. So you don't ever do that. Now, of course, if you're an older woman and you're, say, in your 30s or 40s and trying to be pregnant, then maybe, yeah, you could do that maybe once. And maybe even, you know, and again somewhere around the ninth time month when the child is more developed and the nerves are more developed. But you want to stay away from all those contraptions that they want to do, because you're not, if you're a healthy woman and, you know, your genetics are good, it's not a disease. That's number one. Number two, like I said again, the Juice Plus, when the women have taken it from the time they started their pregnancies, the test that they give to the baby, I forgot what it's called again, but that test that they give to the baby that usually comes out at 9.5, 9.6, 10, almost up to 10. And this particular test gives you the strength of the baby, and anybody who's been on that, you could tell the doctors who know their patients that are taking this say, when the baby comes out with strong, gripping the mom, crying strong and gripping the thumb very strong, they know that it's called the Apgar test. I'm sorry. It's called the Apgar test. And that Apgar test tells whether the baby's responses are good. Do it naturally, no vaccinations. No silver nitrate in the eyes. If they wanted to deal with so-called problems with the vaginal, maybe having yeast or problems with the baby's eyes, then you just get yourself some. We normally get the erythromycin, and just put a small amount of dab around the baby's eyes instead of the silver nitrate. When the baby is born, do not cut the umbilical too soon. Let the throbbing die while the mother is still connected to it and is still connected to the umbilical and the afterbirth. Do not allow anyone in from the outside while that baby is now bonding with the mother. That mother should be isolated by herself for at least the first 7 days while the mother and the baby are bonding. Anybody coming in from the outside have in their aura all kinds of whatever it is that they picked up from the outside, and them coming right in on you, especially from the cold or from any time, because you can tell sometimes if you've ever seen babies, for example, when they offer babies over to people who just came in from outside, say with cold weather, and all of a sudden the person who comes in takes off their coat and they come over and say, oh, look at the baby, and all of a sudden the infant sneezes. Well, that tells you that whatever this person who is holding the baby just came in from the outside, that baby, being as sensitive as it is reacting to the aura of that person. So you never let anybody except the mother and the father in with that baby when that baby is first born. And never, if you are in a hospital, let anybody take that baby from your side. You got to watch the baby, let them bring whatever tubs in right there for the baby. And you watch that baby while that baby is in your presence. no pricking of to take no blood samples, none of that kind of crap. The other thing is to make sure that certain types of music is around the mother. Certain types of massages are around the mother. Certain foods, definitely, for the mother. And that pretty much, like I said, it's not a disease. It's a natural happening. There's just certain things that you have to be very mindful of. And never, ever let that baby leave your side. There was a documentary called The Cradle of Civilization. These French went to a part of Africa. This was a long time ago on PBS. The French, some French archaeologists and botanists and so forth, went over to a part of Africa, I think Gambia, and they went there to study malnutrition in children and all that type of nonsense. When they got there, they got into the actual culture and found out that the mother never took the baby apart from its connection to the mother's skin or to the mother's chest. The mother carried that baby no matter where she went, even while she was sleeping and she put the baby down. The hand was on the baby. The baby was never without the touch of its mother or its surrogate mother. This French found out that African babies are at least 5 years in advance of European children. Why? Because of the way we isolate them in cribs away from us. Right away, these children develop toilet training at 6 months. Okay? They tell the mother when they have to go. They were astounding, these Europeans. And when they were giving the tests to the children to put the star in the star peg, to put the round peg and the square peg, these little children at the age of one were doing that, whereas it took three and four for the other little children to do that, the Europeans. And all because the mother was the one. You remember how the Africans strapped the babies, they tied the babies to their back? Well, when the mothers had the babies to the back, the babies would be listening to the mothers talking and hearing the mothers speaking, their vibrations, and therefore developed language skills much faster than European children.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you never let that children be apart. You don't put your child in the crib right then and there. That child should be with you. They're sleeping right next to you. They even paid, or they had like, I think it was $1,500,000 for these European women to go to Africa to find out the best way to carry their babies. That's when you see back in the 80s that they came out with these papooses and with the these things now that they carry the babies tied to them.
Close to them, yeah.
Yeah. So if there's anything that I can do, you should get my book, The Wounded Womb. Just go to lulu.com and just put the word The Wounded Womb in my name, Dr. Phil Valentine. And it's about 700 pages, but I think it might be something that you might find valuable. The Wounded Womb, Lulu, LULU.com. And it's and just put my name in there. Hopefully it would be of help for you.
Thank you, Dr. Valentine. Thank you so much, my brother.
On that note, Jay, any more callers? Number one.
Not at this time.
Okay. I want to ask Dr. Valentine right quick. Doc, I'm guilty twice of doing it. I thought I was safe when I spit into that little vial when I went to get my COVID test, right, came back negative both times. But why would you say don't take it as far as just spitting into a plastic tube?
Well, first of all, remember, it's not the spitting into it. It's the test itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't trust anything. That's part of my paperwork in the vaccination exemption package states that we are against taking prejudiced or prejudicial medical tests.
Okay.
These tests are actually made to find something wrong with you based upon how your church, because that's what it is. Medical system is a belief system. It has nothing to do with science.
Right.
You see? So it's a church. So if it's if what they do is their sacraments, then I have the option to opt out of that particular faith. I don't have any faith in what you do. You don't have any faith in what you do because you don't vaccinate your own children. How is it that if we, the so-called sheeple, ought to be vaccinated and it's so safe, why is it that the entire Congress exempted themselves from it?
That's right.
Why is it? Why is it that not only the Congress exempted themselves, but all the federal judges exempted themselves from it?
That's right.
No, there's something else going on. And we, the sheeple, are to be cropped to the tune of over 5 billion people dead by 2030.
Wow.
You remember the movie, They Live?
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
People should watch. I mean, just showing how they manipulate people's minds and stuff. That movie is really powerful. Came out back in the 1990s.
Yeah,
and,
it stayed for a week. It stayed only 1 week in the theaters where I was. It pulled that off quick. And you notice that the white dude had to beat the hell out the brother to get him to even look into it, right?
Yes.
That was something else. He can't convince us, you know, hey, you're being fooled, that you're not a Democrat because the Democrats were put together by the Klan.
Yes.
So if you got your Messy Jesse and your Reverend Al Pompidou Shopton, you are dealing with the Klan. You are always Republican. R-E means of public. You are of the public. You're the one who created the republic that they call the United States of America, North America. That's what they took away, the United States of North America. They took that from you. You're the one, as the autochthonous, who created the Constitution and the Six Nation Confederacy of the Haudenosaunee, or the Six Nation Confederacy of the Iroquois. That was you. These Asians that you see came over, the Mongols that came over the bridge, the Bering Strait Bridge, down through Canada and into the United States as we know it, they are not the indigenous people. They're showing them as the indigenous, but they didn't come here. They came in here as migrants. The conquistadors and the rest of them, when they first landed, they said they were looking like Moors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something else you need to do, and I challenge you all to do this. I need for you to go to all the Capitol buildings around the United States in each one of the states and get the dates that these things were created. You'll notice that one of them was created in 1792. Back then, we were told that there was nothing out there but wild Indians with bones in their noses and loincloths, and that John Wayne had to go west and tame the west. Where are all these buildings coming up from? That was you. You the one who created these buildings. You created the so-called Constitution of the United States of North America. You created a declaration, not the declaration. They changed it.
Mm-hmm.
You are the autochthonous peoples of this land. And your flag didn't have the five stars, the five-pointed star in the field. There were six-pointed stars.
But Valentine. Mm-hmm. There's a book about David Imhotep. The first Americans were Africans. You ever
read
that book?
No, we don't say Africans. Yeah, we don't say Africans because we know Africans. You got to remember about Pangaea. There are no Africans that were over here. Africans used to come over and visit us from here. But there were people there. Who are the Olmecs then? They say they're Africans. They're from Z, the people of the Z. You got to remember that these continents were together at one time.
Yes.
And you got to remember that they put a stop to why did the Pope put a stop to all archaeological digs in the United States? Right after they found the Olmec heads in Mexico. And they found the Olmec heads in 1861. We're about to go into the Civil War. We were still less than human. We were slaves, quote unquote. But they found a head that the archaeologists said is the original peoples of the Americas. And they called them the Olmecs, or rubber people, which is BS. We weren't no rubber people. They were called the Timoancon, those from the high places.
Mm.
the rubber people came from the guy who ran the Native American Museum up there on 155th Street. He called them the rubber people. The people who were there called them the Tomoancan. And if you look at the so-called Aztecs and even the Mayans said that the Olmecs were their fathers.
That's right.
He ain't keeping you from that. And where did the Mayans come from? Well, where do you hear that word Maya? Where did that word come from? Well, they said that Maya was the mother what's his name, Tutankhamun or Amen Tutank. He wasn't Tutankhamun because you never put the name of God last. It was Amen Tutank.
Amen Tutank.
Mm-hmm. So you know that when you hear about Maya, well, Maya was the mother of Amen Tutank. Where else do you hear Maya? Well, Maya is the name of the god that was with Vishnu and Krishna.
Right.
And it came from southern India, and the southern Indians said that they sailed around Africa's Cape Horn and right into the Gulf. And what happened Mansa Musa. Mansa Musa sent 200 ships here, and then when one came back, he said, "Where everybody at?" He said, "Well, they didn't want to come back." So he said, "Well, you know what? I'm going to make one more excursion. I'm going to go ahead and give a whole lot of gold to everybody, and then I'm booking out of here." He took another 200 ships and ended up over in the Gulf of Mexico, stayed there, raised up the people that were there, and when the conquistadors came there, they came in, and they changed his name from Mansa Musa to Montezuma.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
All right. They really screwed us. And they're calling us woke and telling us that they don't want to hear. That's why these Europeans are so pissed off with teaching what they call critical race theory. It's not critical race theory. We don't want to talk about just critical race theory. The only thing critical about it is that what we're going to find out about y'all. And they don't want to find out about it. They don't want to let anybody know that the slaves that they were enslaving were the people that were already here. It was hardly anybody brought over from Africa. Most of what happened in Africa and what you see was happening in the islands with the Gullah War. And I just did a thing with Brother Tariq Nasheed dealing with the Gullah War, with the so-called Seminole War. With the Seminole and the ones that they call the Maroon. You said call yourselves Maroon. Why are you going to call yourself Maroon? The Maroon came from the word Cimarron, which meant savage, fierce, wanderer, escapee. Why you want to call yourself Seminole? Same thing, came from the Spanish, Cimarron, which was a derogatory term. That's how we always call ourselves, derogatory terms. We call ourselves African-Americans. We're not African-Americans. We're indigenous Americans. That's how you lost your ability to say, "I want my land back." You actually really believe you came here as a slave. You did. In fact, they have history of a queen up around the Chicago area that went to war with ancient Kemet. Well, anyway, I'm ranting. I'm sorry, everyone.
No, you're not ranting, brother. Yeah. You just gave us a wealth of knowledge, brother. That's a rant. Rant on, like Barry White would say, in a different way, the musical way. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, listen,
man.
Time is one. Yeah, you see now, Rashad. Now, this is my brother who brings on his knowledge and tries to bestow a little health tips to people out here, dear brother Alexander. Alexander, I'm sorry. I'm thinking about, while you were talking, I was thinking about that crazy guy that was in office, and he had a cartoon. He was talking about animated, how he was stabbing the representative. Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, he was stabbing the lady. He was talking about, he was just a cartoon. He was joking. It was crazy. But dear brother Valentine, but time is getting about that time, brother. But look, I'm going to reach out to you, and I'd like for you to pass your regards on to your lovely wife, because I got her number, and she gave me your number, and I'm just so appreciative on behalf. I can't speak for Rashad. I'm going to let Rashad give his little final thoughts and Brother Michael give his final thoughts. But, brother, I want to thank you, and I'm going to reach out to you for that juice. So I'm going
to reach out to her. Well, reach out to the queen.
Reach out to the queen.
Reach out to the empress. Yes, the empress. She's the one who deals with the juice plus.
I will do that. Because she told me when I talked, he said, listen, brother, my husband first, let him come on, and, you know, you're going to book me for some time, like for the sister, because I know she deals with the essential oils, I think she had mentioned to me, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to order, listen, I always tell my podcast, Brother Valentine, I say support. We have to support one another, you know. We'll run the Costco's, BJ's, the corner store, the bodega. I ain't knocking nobody's business, but we don't support each other. And this is what I'm talking about, family out there listening, all right? Because I try to bring things to you that's going to nourish your mind and lift your spirit, all right? So on that note, my brother, Rashad, you want to say something to the brother in closing?
Before I do that, Brother Valentine, can you give us the 800 number again?
Oh, yes, surely, if I may. The 800 number is 800-847-1291, 847-1291. And my wife says to give you my Cash App as well, which is $ S as in science, U-N-N-U 777. Again, $ S-U-N-U 777. And, of course, if you wish to purchase The Wounded Womb, just go to lulu.com and put in The Wounded Womb and my name. Also, Dr. Nalani has an incredible book on the uses and the therapeutic application of the therapeutic essential oil using the Kybalion as a guide. And you could put her name in and go to Seven Steps to Healing and Wellness. Seven Steps to Healing and Wellness, using the Kabbalah as a guide, and just put in Dr. Nalani Valentine. And that's about it. If anybody's also interested in acquiring the vaccination exemption package or a consultation in health, or they wish to deal with our university where we were speaking on the higher principles of time, thought, and spirituality, my classes are beginning on December, I believe, the 4th for the next semester. If you're interested, again, the number is 800-847-1291, or you can go up to our website, www.uksnoworg. U as in United, K as in King, S as in Science, NOW.org. You can browse around, and if you wish to register, just click the registration button and just fill it out. And in the last box, just put down during for winter semester metaphysical psychology. And again, 800-847-1291. Just want to reach out to you all, brothers, and thank you for the opportunity to reach out and to address the family and the community. And hopefully somewhere down the line we can do this once again.
Oh, we will, my brother. And also, Brother Michael, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, in parting, you want to say something to Dr. Valentine before he departs?
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you, Doctor, for sharing all this information. It's been a boatload of knowledge that you've given us. And, you know, in reflection to everything, I always say to people that Notre Dame is predict that we will come into the golden age and it will be ruled by Omwe Noir. So your information is preparing us to bring this world into the golden age. So thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the research. Thank you for all the love and knowledge that you share with us. Blessings to you.
Most welcome.
Thank you,
beloved.
Doc.
Thank you.
And we're running out of time, fam. I just want to say also, my technician, Randy J. Sean Jackson, comes on Fridays, the same number. Tune in. He's the relationship guru, all right, between 8 and 10 p.m. I'm shouting them out. Also, what the doctor gave you, the information, I'm going to post it on Facebook for you guys to come on my Facebook page. Those numbers will be given out again in case you missed something. You had to run to the bathroom, went near your pen and pad. I'd like to say peace and blessings, like I said, to Dr. Reverend Phil Valentine, my dear brother Rashad El Amin, and my dear brother Michael Collins. Peace. See you guys next Saturday. And, brother, I will be in contact with you. Thank you, Dr. Valentine.
Florida.
Yes, sir.
Florida. I've been speaking to Deborah, and she's showing me how to get the replay. So I think it's important that we post the replay so people can, you know, really decipher this valuable information.
Yeah, well, my technician does anyway. He's got to tap the link, you know. But, okay, I don't want to hold anybody up because we press for time. It's 9 o'clock. We got to shut down. Next Saturday, everybody. See you.
Peace, my brother.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.